Ahead of time, but
no.
Not. I brought copies.
And we'll bring it back to you.
We can, if you're in agreement with them, we can move forward, or if you have.
Okay.
What I might suggest, Mr. Chairman, I know the staff would like to try to get these ready as soon as possible, but perhaps we could review these with our calendars, and if there are any issues, let staff know between now and the next meeting. So then
that's what I was going to try to do.
That would be great.
We'll bring them to you or before then, but we'll make sure we have no to you, no later than the next meeting.
Thank you. And then one other point of conversation regarding the schedule is our we wanted to maybe open a discussion, if possible, about the start time of the meeting.
Yes. Janelle had spoke to me again that tonight, and I told her I was going to poll.
I think our start time's fine.
What start time did you?
Six.
Sorry, that ain't going to work for me.
Mr. Mills is not going to work. Ms. McGee's not going to work. Is 6 o'clock going to work for you?
Anything works for me.
Mr. Warren?
It won't work for me.
And 4-1, it won't.
Okay.
Thank you for that. I told her that we try to get that to her tonight then.
Okay.
I think we had that discussion quite a few times.
Yeah, we had, but she asked me again if I had a chance, and I was going to.
Yeah, we've had, you know, I think it was one of those things where.
But I told her I'd ask again.
Sure. Yeah, we've had some changes in the membership of the board, so.
It's always a question.
New members, huh?
Whatever.
Pardon? I mean, out of fairness to everybody, I wanted to make sure y'all.
No, Jeff had an issue because he couldn't get out of work early enough.
Right?
Yes, sir.
So that's the way we've done it.
You could just take off. It doesn't happen that way.
He wasn't.
Okay, that takes care of that one, and then I'm going to open the floor up for the discussion regarding the recent train to Ms. McGee for 3 minutes.
And Bruce went, too.
Yes,
well, I'm going to give you 3 minutes. I'm going to give him 5.
Minutes. Well, let him go first, then.
You need 2.
I only need a minute.
Never. Right. Open up to you, ladies and gentlemen.
Then we'll be done.
It was very educational. The attorney that gave the presentation cited a lot of things that could give you a problem and zeroed in on what words not to use that could give the county a problem. It was appealed. One thing that was mentioned during the hearing, and Ellen made a comment, she's got 2 communities in her development, is when you have a reoccurring variance in a community, maybe the Maybe the county should have a look at making changes to that community to save the county
setbacks.
Time and money. Right.
So
right.
That we don't have recurring like Cape Windsor and
right.
Keamwick and Swan Keys.
Yeah, we actually have a list of some updates that staff has been making note of. And there's been a lot going on this year with the comp plan for one, so that's taken up a lot of time for the Planning and Zoning Office. But we've been keeping a list of those, and that's one of them. You know, there's others as well. And, you know, to be honest, and I know Dale, Brent, and John, you guys have been on here for so long, sometimes you see those kind of patterns, and sometimes they're frequent, sometimes they're not so frequent, but that doesn't mean that there isn't something that should be brought to the attention of council who makes those kind of legislative decisions. So we've been keeping a list of those as well. And if you all see something like that, let us know. Let staff know, because certainly we can bring that to the attention of council, and they can make a decision if they want to go with changes or not. But those are ones that we absolutely have kept in mind. I know when Lawrence Lank was here, that was something that had been brought up numerous times at various points. I'm sure the three of you remember some of those conversations over the years. So, but yeah, we're aware of that. And
sometimes we did, we had to work over those, and then we had to sign on it, which was changed.
Yep.
And it took the county, we wrote them a letter, and then we had to meet with them, and it took them, the county council, probably a year to even get it up off the ground.
Well, maybe we need to do that, because if you have a lot of hearings in an evening, and those could be eliminated, we're not using our resources properly.
Right. Well, it's, you know, what ones have been changed in the past, it's taken a lot of time to have it done, to get it done. And it's just like, I mean, they rezoned Cape Windsor and Swan Keys.
Yeah.
And even since then, there's I mean, it was designed to be a mobile home park for single wides.
Yep.
And you know, people kept wanting to put double wides in there. If they put single wides in, they would have fit.
And they're building McMansions in Cape Windsor.
Yeah, but three stories, 42 yeah. feet high. Yeah. You have 4,000 square feet.
Yeah.
You know, what a big lot, 3,500 square feet, maybe, 38.
Yeah.
So, and it's like trying to get 10 pound potatoes in a, you know, what a fucking.
And we, you know, and there seems to be, I mean, I've heard from members of county council that, you know, we should not be approving the variances that we approve. But there's a prime example that if we didn't approve those variances, their phones would be ringing more off the hook than they already are. So sometimes you got to be careful what you wish for.
Yeah.
But they could fix it.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, really
they
so
have, I think
they have the ability.
We should send them a letter asking them to correct these, to fix these.
Should have given
the
Mr.
ability
Rod
to fix it.
It's in his
district. It's in his
district. Yep.
There you go.
But we need to do it as a formal
letter
to the.
If you'd like, I could draft something and circulate it for
you. We want you to stay busy this next week.
I can tell.
Yeah. Well, if you would, please,
that's
we'd
fine.
Appreciate that.
Sure.
I think that would be a good idea.
Okay.
I do too.
And it was very informative, and there was a lot of people there. A lot of people.
It was
there.
Every time we
yeah,
were
that's,
there. Four
that seminar is a good one. It's designed for a lot of the municipalities where they don't meet as frequently as we do, and they typically have a lot more turnover than we do. And it's very helpful to a lot of them. And some of the law is different because our law is different than everybody else's. But I'm glad you all could go. I think it's a good opportunity.
The attorney that taught it, I think he did a very good job of separating Sussex County from Kent and Newcastle too.
Yeah.
So that was helpful.
It was very good. The one that we had been to, it was very helpful to us.
If you, I found it interesting where I attended a municipality board of adjustment hearing one time, and like Jamie says, they meet so infrequently. The turnover was there that they are basically their attorneys walked in through every
yeah.
hearing. You know, it's if you ever get an opportunity to check, I mean, I've always felt like I guess it's because we've done so many of them for so long that, you know, we're fortunate that we can operate independently as a board and not have to have our hands held. But Newcastle County has very few variance hearings.
We need to get to some of those.
I don't even think they meet once a month.
No.
Like three or four times a year.
I gotta get some of those tabs. I'll get some.
Oh, okay.
Thank you. I'm gonna have them for the next meeting.
Oh, I'm gonna get that for already.
I'll have my bookkeeper fill them out for me.
Okay. Nothing
are we
else?
Done?
Yep, we're open for
adjournment. I don't have anything.
Have a second.
It's gonna rain tomorrow. So.
Okay.
It is.
Yes, it is.
All those in favor? All right. We're adjourned. Subject.